Rotations.
This week's edition of Rotations, right here on your community radio station 3CR. My name's Karina, and I will be presenting along with a special guest today, Pilar Aguilera. And we thought we would commemorate a very special event in our family's history, and indeed the history of a lot of migrants to Australia and Chileans in Chile. Good afternoon, Pilar. Do you want to let listeners know what this week marks for Chilenos?
Yes, good afternoon. My name's Pilar. And 52 years ago, on the 11th of September, a US-backed coup ousted the democratically elected president Salvador Allende in Chile. This began a period of brutal dictatorship that lasted 17 years. It was one of the bloodiest and most violent dictatorships in Latin America. They're all pretty violent, but that was one of them. What we wanted to do today is feature some of the music of the resistance, protest music, and music has always been an intrinsic part of resistance in Latin America, in Chile in particular. And around the time of the late 60s, early 70s, a new song movement was born. So we want to kind of pay homage to that and play some of the songs The song you just heard is called El Pueblo Unido Jamás Será Vencido, The People United Will Never Be Defeated. Now, we chant that on a weekly basis in Melbourne, but that song actually has its origins in Chile in 1973. It was written a few months before September 11, 73, and you heard a version today by the group Quilapayún, with the Chilean Symphonic Orchestra. But that song was composed by Sergio Ortega Alvarado, and the text was written in conjunction with the band Quilapayún. According to him, he composed the song after hearing a young man shout that phrase while he was walking home in Santiago in June 1973, and that was a really turbulent political time just before the coup hit. This coup was US-backed, and the US were destabilizing the economy. There were a lot of protests. There were a lot of rallies. There was a lot of tension. And actually,
I was going to say, as most 3CR listeners, I'm sure, would be aware, you know, we chant this in the streets, and we also often will talk about neoliberal philosophy that underpins modern-day capitalism. And the US-backed dictatorship in Chile was the birthplace of this flavour of economics. But I think it's really important to note that the awful violence that was enacted by the military and backed by the CIA is a necessary part of these right-wing economies. And, of course, artists, including all of the ones that I think we'll play today, were persecuted by the military during that, you know, almost 20 years long dictatorship.
And what you're saying, yes, exactly, that economic model could only flourish with that accompanying state violence. And
we see it across the world
systematic.
Today as well.
Exactly.
That's accompanying this, because there is no natural neoliberal framework. So what we saw in Chile at the same time is heavy widespread repression. That included unionists, that included academics, that included artists.
And everyone was persecuted. It wasn't just political opposition, it was everyone. And the majority of Chileans in Australia were either exiled or refugees from that time. This is what we commemorate. September is a very important month for Chileans, because we are remembering the resistance, remembering the martyrs, remembering those who fell, who were killed, who were disappeared, and we're still feeling those ramifications even today. One of the escaped torturers of Chile, who's in an Australian prison at the moment, waiting to be extradited back to Chile. But coming back to the music, you just heard this song, The People United Will Never Be Defeated, that although it had its origins, has been translated into so many different languages and has become that anthem of people's resistance to these systems that are so cruel around the world. I want to also bring up now Victor Jara. So Victor Jara, who was such a loved composer, theatre director, musician, also a communist, who was brutally murdered in the stadium after the coup. You know, the time of the coup, everyone went to defend their workplaces, and he was a teacher at the university, was taken to the stadium, and after he was tortured for a few days, he was brutally killed on September 16th. So Victor Jara's legacy lives on. Last year, we honoured his memory at the Trades Hall, with many choirs coming together and singing the songs of Victor Jara. There are many songs that you will know. We're going to play one today, which I think is really fitting. It's amazing that it was probably recorded in the early 70s, and it's called Ni Chicha Ni Limona, which means you're neither this nor that. Literal translation is you are not wine or lemonade. You're sitting on the fence. And the time for fence sitting, there's never been a time for fence sitting, but even now, there's never a good time for sitting on the fence. So this song was all about not trying before Allende was elected, you know, are you left or right? You can't sit on the fence, make a decision. And we're going to play this song from a record called El Derecho de Vivir en Paz, The Right to Live in Peace. And this is Victor Jara.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Arrímese más pa' acá, aquí donde el sol calienta. Si usted ya está acostumbrado a andar dando voltereta y ningún daño le hará estar donde las papas queman. Y ningún daño le hará estar donde las papas queman. Usted no es nada, no es chicha ni limona. Se lo pasa manoseando, caramba, zamba su dignidad. Usted no es nada, no es chicha ni limona. Se lo pasa manoseando, caramba, zamba su dignidad. La fiesta ya ha comenzado y la cosa está que arde. Usted quiere el más quedado, se quiere adueñar del baile. Total a los olfatillos, no hay olor que se le escape. Total a los olfatillos, no hay olor que se le escape. Usted no es nada, no es chicha ni limona. Se lo pasa manoseando, caramba, zamba su dignidad. Usted mire, no es nada, no es chicha ni limona. Se lo pasa manoseando, caramba, zamba su dignidad. ¡Uja! ¡Ahora sí! Si queremos más fiestoca, primero hay que trabajar. Y tendremos pa' toito, abrigo, pan y amistad. Y si usted no está de acuerdo, es cuestión de usted nomás. La cosa va pa' adelante y no piensa recular. Usted no es nada, no es chicha ni limona. Se lo pasa manoseando, caramba, zamba su dignidad. Usted, oiga, no es nada, no es chicha ni limona. Se lo pasa manoseando, caramba, zamba su dignidad. Ya déjese de patilla, venga a remediar su mal. Si aquí debajito el poncho no tengo ningún puñal. Y si siguió siconeando, le vamos a expropiar las pistolas y la lengua y todo lo demás. Usted no es nada, no es chicha ni limona. Se lo pasa manoseando, caramba, zamba su dignidad. Usted mire, oiga, no es nada, no es chicha ni limona. Se lo pasa manoseando, caramba, zamba su dignidad.
And such a beautiful song and a joyful song, beautiful to hold a record in your hand as well. You're listening to Rotations here on 3CR, and we're doing a commemoration for some significant anniversaries for Chile. First, September 11, 1973, that we commemorated actually on Thursday night with a beautiful film night at Democritus House in Northcote, with the Australian premiere screening of Mother Country. And the other key date that we're looking at is the 52nd anniversary of Victor Jara's murder, actually, that happened some days later, so the 16th.
Yes.
And we thought it would be really important also to play the joyful songs of this time. Resistance, there is a lot of pain in remembering what's happened. There is also a lot of joy, something to unite and fulfill us as we go forward.
And they really bring everyone together and unite everyone. Like, in these songs are songs that everybody knows. You might not know all the words, but you hum along, you've heard them. And yeah, I remember actually going back in 2012 and standing with you in a Santiago street, Karina, and we were at a rally commemorating September 11, and we all sang a song together. And I can't remember what song it was, but it felt so warming and important to be back in Santiago with a community who doesn't know us. We know it, but it doesn't matter because these songs unite us. And there's something very important about never losing touch with history and historical events. And, you know, these songs are over 50 years old, yet they still have such resonance today, such importance.
Actually, what you say springs to mind also Victor Jara's famous song, El Derecho de Vivir en Paz, The Right to Live in Peace, because it's also about not losing the dream of what it is we fight for arm in arm in a struggle.
And back then it was the right to live in peace. Today, one of the slogans in Chile is Hasta que la dignidad se haga costumbre, until dignity becomes commonplace or an everyday thing. Mm. Because essentially, isn't that what we're all fighting for? The right to a dignified life. And what does that mean? That means inclusion. That means enough for everyone, enough, you know, we have enough to go around for everyone, that everyone has a good quality of life. That's it. And peace is part of that, you know?
Yeah. With that in mind, what would you like to hear next?
I think we're going to stay with Victor Jara.
Yeah.
I think we have too. To play one of his most famous tracks, one of his most famous songs called Manifiesto, which is a manifest. It's almost like a prayer, almost, I want to say.
The opening lyrics are beautiful. So basically what he says is, I don't sing just to sing. I don't sing because I've got a good voice. He says, I sing because the guitar has meaning and what's the word?
Reason.
Reason, which I'm not sure if that works directly translated into English, but I really hope listeners will feel that come across. It's beautiful.
And I also want to say it was a song, but it was also his ninth solo studio album, and it was actually released posthumously after his murder. So I think it was released in 1974. It had been pre-recorded, and Joan Jara, his wife, managed to get out of the country. She was a British citizen, a UK citizen, but had lived in Chile since the 50s, managed to get out with their two kids and took all his recordings. That's actually one of the only things she took out of the country, because she had the protection of the British Embassy, the UK Embassy in Chile, and released it. And she subsequently toured the world denouncing the dictatorship, the brutalities. In fact, she came to Australia with Quilapayún in the late 70s. And I think my parents were at that concert. Maybe I was too, but I can't remember.
Also, just one last thing, and we promise we'll play it immediately afterwards. I think it's funny that you bring up that time in Chile. Like, there are songs that inevitably you just know and you don't know how you know them, but they move you and they're powerful, and this is certainly one of those songs. This is Manifiesto by Victor Jara.
Thank you. Yo no canto por cantar, ni por tener buena voz. Canto porque la guitarra tiene sentido y razón. Tiene corazón de tierra y alas de palomita. Es como el agua bendita, santigua glorias y penas. Aquí se encajó mi canto, como dijera Violeta. Guitarra trabajadora, con olor a primavera. Que no es guitarra de rico, ni cosa que se parezca. Mi canto es de los andamios, para alcanzar las estrellas. Que el canto tiene sentido cuando palpiten las venas del que morirá cantando las verdades verdaderas, no las lisonjas fugaces ni las famas extranjeras, sino el canto de una lonja hasta el fondo de la tierra.
Seguramente Radio Magallanes será callada y el mital tranquilo de mi voz no llegará a ustedes, no importa. Lo seguirán oyendo. Siempre estaré junto a ustedes. Por lo menos mi recuerdo se dará un hombre digno que fue leal a la lealtad. El pueblo debe defender, pero no sacrificar. El pueblo no debe dejarse arrasar ni acribillar, pero tampoco puede humillar. Trabajar. trabajadores de mi patria, tengo fe en Chile y su destino. Superará otros hombres este momento gris y amargo donde la traición pretende imponer. Sigan ustedes sabiendo que mucho más temprano que tarde, de nuevo abrirán las grandes alamedas por donde pase el hombre libre para construir una sociedad mejor. ¡Viva Chile! ¡Viva el pueblo! ¡Vivan los trabajadores! Estas son mis últimas palabras y tengo la certeza de que mi sacrificio no será en vano. Tengo la certeza de que por lo menos será una lección moral que castigará la felonía, la cobardía y la traición.
You're on Rotations on 3CR Community Radio. My name's Karina. I'm here in the studio with Bilad. And before we give you a bit of a description about the content, listeners may have noticed the quality and interference in that audio. That's more than just the fact that it's being played off an old record. Bilad, would you be interested in giving some context?
This was Salvador Allende's last words on a radio called Radio Magallanes that was run by the Communist Party. And other this was at the time on September 11, mid-morning, I think it was. I think it was around 11 a.m. The palace was being bombed. And he speaks on radio. The other sort of community radio station towers had been bombed. And so this was, Radio Magallanes was the only one that was still active. And he was able to broadcast this speech. My parents talk about hearing this speech as it was being broadcast. His words are so calm and strong, and you can hear in the background doors creaking, people running around. It must have been absolutely chaotic. I don't know if you go online and look at some images of the way that the palace was bombed. He's about to die and he's giving a message to his people. And some of the words that I want to highlight are when he says, "The people must defend themselves, but they must not sacrifice themselves. The people must not let themselves be destroyed or riddled with bullets, but they cannot be humiliated either." Like, he knew what was coming. And his famous last words are, "Workers of my country, I have faith in Chile and its destiny. Other men will overcome this dark and bitter moment when treason seeks to prevail. Go forward, knowing that sooner rather than later, the great avenues will open again where free men will walk to build a better society."
And it makes absolutely your hair stand on end. And I hope that came across for those who didn't know what the words were saying, feeling the weight of that and feeling the energy in that recording. And we'll link it in the show notes in its entirety, because that entire scene is set just hearing that background.
It's spine-chilling, but it's also
powerful.
What a powerful and brave man who knew exactly that fascism was going to rule the country. Fascism had reared its ugly head, and all it would bring was destruction and death, because that is what fascism does. And how important is it to hear those words again as a warning for us right now? Even in Melbourne, right now, you know, we need to all be vigilant and always anti-fascist. What does that mean? It means always having those stories in the back of your head and having those words echo as well. We need to learn from the past.
And we're so lucky to have a copy of that audio as well, on a somewhat tangential note, like, you know, on somewhat of a lighter note as well. Being a radio station here, I know how difficult it is to do a live broadcast from outside of the station with the technology that we have available to us now, but it really puts you in that place. You think about people. It's not an abstract, it's not reading about history on a static history book or a Wikipedia page or whatever. It's actually, who were those people? Who were the people that put that to air? Who were the people around the palace at the time? How did that happen? We're so lucky, like I said, to have that and to remember history as a living, breathing thing as it relates exactly to us.
And the importance of radio
mm.
as a medium, even now, over 50 years later, the importance of radio to get that information out, to get those words out, to get those voices out, as 3CR has been doing for almost 50 years now.
Almost 50 years.
And on a side note, the Chilean community there's a program called The Voice of Chile, which was one of the first ones to air on 3CR back in 1976 with Barry Carr and members of the Chilean community. I know Enrique Villalobos, who hosted that show for over 40 years. He's now back in Chile. But yeah, the importance of getting that information out, and I've told this story many times, that as a child, my family living in Ascot Vale would tune in every Friday from 6 o'clock because there was a few different programs. It was the only way that we could get information about what was happening in Chile at the time, pre-internet, pre-technology. Those voices were so important to keeping us informed and also to keeping us active, to support the resistance that was ongoing in Chile for those 17 years.
One thing I'll add as well is that it's not this kind of purely historically useful mode of information in an era where there's a wealth of information available at everybody's fingertips. With the internet, you can basically find anything to affirm your worldview, no matter how cuckoo it might be. But I think in a media landscape that is completely saturated with corporate interests, despite the fact that the role of radio might have shifted, it doesn't make it any less important because we as people make it. We as people report on the ground from our experiences, from our lived experiences, and drawing upon our real networks. You know, at the end of the day, it's still just as important, and it will be just as important going forward for those fighting for a better world. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox now. I think it's time to play maybe something a little bit more uplifting after kind of dwelling in that space in the presidential palace in 1973. So what would you like to play now?
I think we're going to go back to Quilapayún, and this song is called Tío Caimán. It's all about how Uncle Sam comes and stuffs everything up, but it's also about how they're going to beat the US.
Yeah. Caimán is Cayman, a South American alligator.
Hello, my name is Ana Maria Tijoux. I'm a musician, composer from Chile. And I would like to say thank you to this space of community radio and to give the opportunity like to have different news and music and to put another perspective in this world that is so crazy in another step of violence. So I think it's so important to make another vision about what is happening. So thank you, and say thank you particularly to the Mujeres Latinoamericanas and this show.
Casa chica,
tío Caimán,
clavada entre mar y mar,
tío Caimán,
pero vino la tormenta,
tío Caimán,
y con ella tío Caimán,
tío Caimán,
ay, menea la colita,
tío Caimán,
ay, como una señorita,
tío Caimán,
ay, menea la colota,
tío Caimán,
ay, como una señorota,
tío
territorio,
Tío Caimán.
De sur al norte se abrió,
Tío Caimán.
La parcela que allí estaba,
Tío Caimán.
Tío Caimán se la tragó,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, me lea la bolita,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, como una señorita,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, me lea la bolota,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, como una señorita,
Tío Caimán.
Puso el caimán su bandera,
Tío Caimán,
y la mía me la quitó,
Tío Caimán.
Yo le dije,
Tío Caimán,
eso no lo aguanto yo,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, menea la colita,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, como una señorita,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, menea la colota,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, como una señorita,
Tío Caimán.
Tío Caimán hablaba inglés,
Tío Caimán.
Y andaba por todo el mundo,
Tío Caimán.
Y en cada sitio que iba,
Tío Caimán.
Metía su colmillo inmundo,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, me lea la colita,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, como una señorita,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, me lea la colita,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, como una señorita,
Tío Caimán.
Hoy con su cola cortada,
Tío Caimán.
Anda loco el Tío Caimán,
Tío Caimán.
Le dieron palos en Cuba,
Tío Caimán.
Y le dan palo en Vietnam,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, menea la colita,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, como una señorita,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, menea la colita,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, como una señorita,
Tío Caimán.
Y yo como soy moreno,
Tío Caimán.
A mí no me engaña nadie,
Tío Caimán.
Le daré palo al caimán,
Tío Caimán.
A su madre y a su padre,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, me lea la colita,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, como una señorita,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, me lea la colita,
Tío Caimán.
Ay, como una señorita,
Tío Caimán.
Soy por tan solo ser hombre fiel. Una y mil veces me volveré, me volveré.
You're listening to 3CR Rotations on 855 AM. And that song was Iyapu, De Libertad y Amor, recorded in 1984. They were exiled for many years. And that song was all about the height of the dictatorship and wanting to go back. And then in 91, this next song is called Vuelvo para Vivir, when they did go back. Iyapu.
Vuelvo mar, montaña, vuelvo puerto, vuelvo sur, saludo mi desierto, vuelvo a renacer, amado pueblo, vuelvo, amor, vuelvo, a saciar mi sed de ti. Thank you.
You're on Rotations on 3CR Community Radio. Today we're listening to songs that commemorate Chile, in particular the dictatorship that lasted almost 20 years, which had kicked off on the 11th of September of 1973. I'm here in the studio with Pilar. My name's Karina. Lovely to have you on this Sunday, Arvo. Now, we were just discussing during that song, which was the Vuelvo para Vivir by Yapu, when they finally did return to Chile in 1991. And that song title means, I'm coming back so I can live.
A vivir en mi país, to live, back living my country.
We're hyper aware of the fact that we haven't played many women. And that's also because of the sad fact that there really weren't that many women artists during that time that were prolific, that hadn't already been persecuted, silenced, exiled. And so we thought we'd skip ahead in time to a release from 2017. This is the fabulous and staunch Evelyn Cornejo with a song called La Chusma Inconsciente. Would you like to let us know what that, what even is a chusma?
Chusma is like a slang way of saying riffraff or common people. And inconsciente, it's like a play on words, and it's a play on a phrase, the unconscious riffraff. And I do want to say this because I think it's important. In the 20s and 30s, Chile had a president called Arturo Alessandri, who was very conservative. And he would address in his speeches, he would say, my dear unconscious riffraff, because he thought so little of anyone who was poor or commonplace, as he said it, and that he spoke down to people. So this song is a play on celebrating all those common people, and the words really reflect that, you know. We're the uncultured ones, we're the loud ones, we're the boisterous ones, and celebrating that. Evelyn Cornejo, La Chusma Inconsciente.
Y el mundo está como está, porque todos tienen mala voluntad. Y el mundo está como está, porque todos tienen mala voluntad. Y el mundo está como está, porque todos tienen mala voluntad. Y el mundo está como está, porque todos tienen mala voluntad. Somos la chusma inconsciente, incapaz de tener opinión. 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 Somos lo mal hablado, lo mal pensado, lo mal vestido, lo mal portado, lo que queremos librar al gato que está encerrado. Somos los rotos de mierda, de piel morena y la cabeza negra. Somos los resentidos, fumamos pito y nos gusta el vino. Soy descendiente de los pelientos, con la cebolla nuestro aliento. Nos reproducimos como la cayampa, mira mi vientre como se levanta. Soy descendiente de los populachos, mujer caliente y de hombre lacho. Es por eso que ahora en la calle haciendo desorden anda tanto guacho. Somos a quienes nadie les hace justicia. Hablo chucha y no tengo modales. Somos los guasos sureños, hablamos mal y tomamos pipe. Soy de los más marginales, aprendimos a nadar en los canales. Juego con la tierra, juego con la calle, que no me enfermo y nunca tomo antigripales. Soy de los más ordinarios, vulgar, cultura popular. Canto canciones pronunciando muy mal. Soy panfletaria, canción contestataria, porque la música oficial no acepta críticas sociales. Soy panfletaria, canción contestataria, la canción negra de puro sufrimiento por este pueblo sin reconocimiento. Diario ni en la tele, pero la encuentra de mil colores en las paredes. Criminalizan si te pones a pensar. Somos delincuentes para la cultura oficial. Nuestra versión no está en los diarios ni en la tele, pero
hay voluntad para dejarnos en el hoyo, sumergidos en la rabia y en el odio, pero tenemos fuerza y creatividad para escapar y encontrar libertad. No estamos solos, somos una sola voz, desde el Gualmapu hasta Burkina Faso. Soy el chicano, la palestina, el africano, el terrorista, la zapatista, el desplazado, soy yo.
Public space, undertaking political activity. That is not something that people should be telling us that we can't do.
Multiple actions rolling over months and years and create huge sustained pressure of social change.
And what we're seeing around the country right now is increasing repression of protest.
Protest works. That's why I think we're seeing it criminalised all over the place.
3CR. Stay tuned, stay radical.
You're listening to Rotations. You're here with Pilar and Karina in the studio. We've been listening to songs of Chile, songs of resistance, songs of memory, and we've come to the end of the show, unfortunately.
Yapping too hard.
Yapping too
Yapping.
Hard. We didn't even have a cup of tea.
Well, it's not city limits.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. It's like, where's Kevin when you need him? We're going to go out with a beautiful rendition of a song by Víctor Jara called The Right to Live in Peace, El Derecho de Vivir en Paz. And this was recorded in 2019 at the time of the social rebellion on the streets of Santiago with, I want to say, hundreds of guitarists and singers. And you're going to hear the street noise and a little chant at the end that takes us full circle to the way we started this show.
And I will just note that the video is bloody brilliant. In line with that announcement just there that we heard, you know, protest works. We can't forget that. We go forward. It's a really beautiful, inspiring video, and we'll link it in the show notes, 3cr.org.au/rotations.
Before we leave you with the song, I want to plug an event that's a couple of months away, or actually not, about a month away.
On the 1st of November.
Yes, at the MUA headquarters at 43 Island Street, West Melbourne, there will be a musical event, a Chilean fundraiser called The Right to Live in Peace. El derecho de vivir en paz. We can't get enough of that phrase.
We can't get enough of it. And speaking of Kevin's, thanks Kevin Bracken of the MUA, who has always been a staunch advocate of international solidarity in the union movement, will go out with this song. I'm not even going to say it again. But we hope you enjoy it and feel the energy as we do, and let it move you, inspire you, and fill you with energy to keep going forward. Stay with us on 3CR. Thanks, Pilar.
Thanks, Karina.
Been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.